You are listening to a podcast from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.
It's Bell Joseph Hughes and his expeditions. Yes, yes, yes.
Hello and welcome. I'm Joseph Hughes. This is Ventures of Joseph here on Camden Community Radio. It's so great to have your company. Adventures of Joseph is all about places I've been and seen in a week. And with me is my colleagues, Freddie.
Hello.
Hello. Violet.
Hello.
Hello. And Martin.
Hey.
Hello. It's so great to have your company. And my adventure this week was on Tuesday. The only adventure this week was on Tuesday because I didn't do no other adventures this week. So on Tuesday, I went out of my house in the afternoon, about 3 p.m. Then I went first to Craven Park to see a mate of mine named Tom O'Reilly.
Oh, yeah.
To drink tea with him at his house.
How is Tom?
And he is very well, and he's doing well. And that was in Craven Park. And then after, I walked up to Halston, and then I just went on the 260 bus from Halston to Park Royal Asda first.
Oh. This is the site of many adventures, Park Royal Asda.
That's right. This is the site of many adventures. Oh. And in Asda, I just looked around at the CDs and DVDs.
Ooh, any good ones?
Yes.
Did you buy any?
No.
Ah, you held back.
Because...
Were you tempted?
Yes, I was.
What were you tempted by?
I was tempted to buy the latest album by The Script called Freedom Child.
Right, I don't think I've heard that song. Which is your favourite song in that album?
My favourite song is the song that's in the charts at the moment called Rain.
Yeah, cool. So then, Asda, is this a bus-based? Are we about to hit the buses or the trains?
Both.
Oh.
Both. Ooh. So after Park Royal Asda, I got the 226 bus from Park Royal Asda all the way to Cricklewood Station in Cricklewood.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That was a long journey.
Yeah.
Quite long. So I got the 226 bus to Cricklewood Station. Then at Cricklewood Station, I got the Thameslink train from Cricklewood all the way to Elephant and Castle.
Oh, yeah.
That was a fair bit of journey too. So it goes right through underneath when it goes through central London, like City Thameslink and Farringdon and London Blackfriars.
So you're way out east now.
I went to Elephant and Castle, and at Elephant and Castle, I actually decided to get out my money in the shop.
Did you?
This is where
in
I bought.
The shopping centre?
Yes, exactly.
Where did you go?
I went inside Elephant and Castle shopping centre, and I went inside Tesco Metro inside the shopping centre there. And I bought my cheese triple sandwich.
Yes.
Salt and vinegar crisps.
Uh-huh. Good choice.
Yep.
And a tropical juice drink.
Delicious.
Part of the £3 meal deal.
£3 meal. You've got to take advantage of that. Yeah.
And
yep.
I thought you were going.
I've been there. Yeah.
I thought you were switching onto the healthy options. Mm. What happened?
Yes.
Yeah. The crisps don't
Let's
sound too healthy.
Let's no. drink.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Crisps are potato, which is a vegetable. So
that's right. So, and also in Elephant Castle, I went inside Sainsbury's. There's also Sainsbury's there, which is quite large. And I went in there to buy, wait for it, I don't think I told Freddie this already.
By
when
it's
at Sainsbury's,
yeah.
I went to Sainsbury's in Elephant Castle to buy 2 mobile phone SIM cards for my mobile phone.
Are you starting a life of crime?
because I've actually got two mobile phones, and I bought the Virgin Mobile SIM card, and I bought the O2 SIM card.
Why do you need two phones? Are you that popular that you just need to be available at all times?
It is causing confusion, because now I don't know what number you're going to call me on or what number you're on.
It's that's hard to reach.
Yeah, one phone is LG, another phone is Samsung. So that's right. And after that, I just walked about Elephant Castle for a little while to explore the shopping centre there, and went past lots of shops, and WH Smith is there, and there's many shops there, and I went out of the shopping centre, and I went past, wait for it, I went past a really old church called the Metropolitan Tabernacle, which is to do with the great man of a long time ago named Charles Spurgeon, the great preacher
heard of
man.
Charles Spurgeon. What was he, a famous preacher?
He was a very radical and dynamic Christian preacher from the 1800s.
Oh, really?
His name is Charles Haddon Spurgeon.
And where's this old church? Oh, is it a sort of square building?
Yeah, it's actually opposite Elephant and Castle Tube Station.
Like. Big square front.
That's right.
Like, yeah, it is old.
It's really old.
Set back from the road a little bit.
That's right. Yeah. Metropolitan Tabernacle, and it's to do with the great man from a long time ago, Charles Haddon Spurgeon, who was a great radical preacher.
Did you go inside the church?
No, at the time it was closed.
Oh, no.
It was not open on Tuesday at that time.
So where did you go from there?
After that, I got the 360 bus from Elephant Castle all the way to South Kensington. And that bus goes through loads of areas, like Pimlico, Vauxhall. It goes up Vauxhall Bridge and it goes into Royal Hospital Chelsea. And it goes through...
What do you think of that place? You pulled a bit of a face at that one.
It's cool. Yeah. It's a cool place. Royal Hospital Chelsea is a cool place because that is where the Chelsea pensioners are based. And in 1999, I saw them getting their feet washed by the late Cardinal George Basil Hume at Westminster Cathedral in April 1999. And it was them that got their feet washed by the late Cardinal and Archbishop of Westminster.
Did they have very dirty feet?
Yes. Yes, that's why it was good for them to receive that ministration, that support.
Foot washing
support. So after that, Royal Hospital Chelsea, the bus continued all the way to Sloane Square. And then it went through some residential area, and I got off the bus at South Kensington. And at South Kensington, I got the 414 bus to Chelsea and Westminster Hospital for my hospital radio on Tuesday evening. Because on Tuesday evenings, I do hospital radio with my colleague there.
Did you do a game this week at the hospital radio?
Yes.
What was the game?
I did Joseph's Time Machine from 1994, and my featured artist was Changing Faces.
It's a great choice.
That's why. And after Chelsea Westminster Hospital Radio, after 9 p.m. at night, I got the 211 bus all the way to Waterloo Station. Then I got the South Western Railway, which was a fast train from Waterloo all the way to Feltham. I went to Feltham after 10 p.m. at night.
Whoa, what are you doing in Feltham?
I just thought of being a little bit crazy.
Wow, a little bit,
For the benefit
of the listeners
today.
Yeah,
right.
What we're doing today.
Why is going on in Feltham? Yeah.
And that was at 10. The train left Waterloo Station at 10:20 p.m. And it was actually a fast train. It started at Waterloo, next stop Clapham Junction, Richmond, then that's Twickenham, and then Feltham. So it was a fast train to Feltham, and it was a South Western Railway. And in Feltham, I just walked about for a little while.
Yeah, in the dark. What was in Feltham? Was it anything open in Feltham?
Were you just taking the midnight train going anywhere?
Like, yeah, just a midnight train. Yeah, that's right. Going, and it was just dark, and it was just a few shops open, and there was it was a small area, not so large.
So what did you think? Was it good in the dark? Would you recommend the trip?
Yes.
Right.
Yes, I would recommend it. And after that, I got the South Western Railway from Feltham to Richmond.
Yeah, lucky you got home at all. I thought you were going to have to get the night buses back. Mm.
And then I got the second before last overground train from Richmond to Wilson Junction. Not the last train.
Phew.
Not the last train, but I got the second before last
Very
train
reasonable.
From Richmond to Wilson Junction. And that was half a living at night. And then I got the Bakerloo line to Stonebridge Park and then N18 bus from Stonebridge Park all the way home. And that was my
adventure
this week.
Yeah.
So that was my adventure this week. Now it's over to my colleagues. Freddie, what was your adventure this week?
Oh, you put me on every week. I should really work out what my adventure is before I come in the studio. this week, my adventure... Do you know what, Joseph? I've been ill this week. I haven't had any adventures. I've just been, rolling around in my bed, coughing into handkerchiefs in the evening. So I've not had any big adventure.
Okay.
I'm out.
Okay. Okay, next up is my colleague, Martin. Martin, what was your adventure this week?
I went walking around Oxford Circus to buy some perfume for a friend. So I went around and went inside John Lewis. It's quite a big superstore in the Oxford Circus branch. And it was awesome. I bought some chocolate as well. So ended up buying chocolate and perfume. It was real nice. You could try all the stuff there and samples and stuff. So it was awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
So. Yes. And now, Violet, what was your adventure this week?
Well, this week I have also been ill, as you might be able to tell from the lovely raspy tones. But my adventure is actually from last week. On last Saturday, I went to my first wedding. And it was of a very good family friend.
Who are you marrying?
Congratulations. I'm not being married. Yeah.
One of many. Yeah. And Gary and Amanda. And it was a really great night.
That's right. So that was Adventures of Joseph & Co. for this week. Let's try again for next week and have enough adventures.
Yeah,
I'll try harder.
Joseph & Co. And for me too.
Yeah.
For me too to try and have adventure this week, because that would be really, really good. So that was Adventures of Joseph & Co. for this week. So for me, Joseph Hughes, and my colleagues, Freddie.
Goodbye.
Martin.
See you later.
And Violet.
Bye.
Till the next time, to all of you wherever you are, goodbye. God bless you.
You're listening to a download from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org